views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past, or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, hello everyone and welcome back to Angel Healing House Radio. If you are a regular listener, as I said, welcome back. And if you are a first-time listener, welcome to the show. Our topic today, You Are Free, was inspired by tomorrow's July 4th holiday, which is celebrated here in the U.S. Now, the Posse of Angels, and those who have not listened to the show before, the Posse of Angels is my angelic family. I am one of them, being an angelic walk-in, and we are here to bring forth some channeled messages on lots of topics to give people direction and clarity, self-empowerment, courage, and unconditional love and forgiveness to be themselves and to shine that on the earth plane. Now, the Posse of Angels wishes to remind us all that we have been blessed with particular documents such as the Declaration, such as here in the States, the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution that remind us about idea of freedom that they are speaking about. It predates all documents in all countries, as it was created for us by God, the greatest source of all. Now, each and every soul has been blessed and gifted with free will, allowing us to co-create limitless and infinite possibilities for our lives, with our natures being both divine and eternal. We are each so powerful that with our free will, we can even choose to think that we are not free. We're completely free to keep perpetuating whatever unsatisfying, negative, painful illusions of struggle and separation from God that we choose to remain in. That's how free we are. So, With this in mind, how much are we exercising our freedom if we're choosing and perpetuating thoughts of lack, scarcity, things like competition and fear, which ultimately create and perpetuate a constant loop of experiencing things like more lack and more scarcity? You know, everyone, a perfect example of this was a young client of mine who, let's call her Betty. Betty had been recommended to me by her doctor as she was deeply depressed. At 30 years of age, Betty explained to me that she absolutely hated her job. She hated living with her parents. She hated everything about her life. She told me that years ago, she had great hopes and great dreams of becoming a beautician, a hairdresser, and that she had enrolled in beauty school. Although she was very good at her 2-year hairdressing course, she quit right before her final exams as she was sure that she would never be able to pass them. Since dropping out of beauty school, she found herself floundering, and she took a job as a checkout clerk in a local grocery store. Now, not having enough money to pay rent, she lived with her parents, and she longed for the day that she would be able to. I asked her to close her eyes, to take a few deep breaths, and then I said, "Betty, if you could wish for anything in the world, what would you wish for?" Not having given much thought about her life, except what she lacked and how miserable it was, I saw her face, which was straining to come up with an answer. Suddenly, she burst out aloud, "I really would love to travel." Now, upon that announcement, I felt her energies lifting, and a sliver of a smile crept across her face. All of a sudden, just as quickly as that smile appeared, it vanished. She opened her eyes and declared, "Well, I am not free. I don't have any money, so I'm not free to travel." Now, the posse of angels immediately said to Betty, "You not being able to travel has more to do with your perception and the sad state of hopeless despair that you keep choosing to perpetuate and remain in rather than the case of not having any money." I suggested that we start to have a look at her options that she did have in her life to help her to be happy and to set her free. Posse of angels showed me a vision, and that vision was of an ocean liner. I shared with Betty that she was given this wonderful gift of being creative with beauty and hair, and if she had just a little bit of faith and trust in herself and went on to finish her degree, then doors of opportunity would certainly open for her. I suggested that she could actually be a hairdresser on a cruise ship, and in this way, she could travel the world. Also, she would be able to save her salary because she wouldn't have to pay for things like car, rent, or even her food. As I was speaking, she told me that she was getting all over goosebumps and shivers as confirmation, and she was actually smiling. Betty had also mentioned in our conversation that she had 5 younger siblings and that she loved children. I said, for another option, did she ever think about becoming a nanny or a live-in au pair? Now, at this time, I was living in Australia, and Australia being a part of England, she could have easily gotten a visa, a work visa, and worked in England. I said, with your love of travel and children, you could take that job in England. And again, you can save rent and food and car money. Looking over at Betty, her face started to shine as she chose to free herself and get excited about options in her life. And lastly, I knew from her history that she spoke three languages. Her father was French and her mother was Italian. I asked if she ever thought about teaching English as a second language. If she chose this option, once she finished a course to teach overseas, the language school helps students find positions in different countries. You know, everyone, I can't tell you how much of a dark cloud taller, and she was looked so much more animated at all of these suggestions. Actually, armed with enthusiasm and options, she left my office with hope and faith in herself restored. So whatever happened to Betty? I found out later that she had called her former beauty school, and they gave her full credits for the practical courses that she had completed. And she went on to sit, and she passed her final exams. It was a year later that I received a photo from her standing in front of a huge cruise ship docked in Hong Kong Harbor, and she had the biggest smile on her face, and on the back of the photo it read, "Thank you for changing my life." Betty was able to travel, and she was able to fly to foreign shores because she allowed herself to willingly give up the negativity, self-imposed restrictions, lack, and hopelessness that was binding her and impeding her freedom to experience happiness. We each have the freedom to put into motion our inalienable rights as human beings. And the Posse of Angels wants to remind us what some of our freedoms are. Okay, here we go. We are all free to choose to be happy. Now, as I've said before, this doesn't depend on anything external or so-called success or money or material things, nor does it even rest on our current situation. For our current situation is nothing more than our thoughts, our words and feelings that we previously believed in, and that we chose to perpetuate in order to have manifested our current reality that we are living in. Now, in previous infinite, and so beings, only a finite sliver of our ability to create. And if we look around and we see a reality corner, it's because we have ceased to understand that each and every one of us has a full, limitless set of paints to create and design new options for ourselves. Whether we choose to open ourselves to experience the freedoms of our life, well, that's okay. Here we go with another one. We all have the freedom to be grateful and appreciative for what we have. Now, the Posse of Angels is reminding us that the energy of being grateful and appreciative, these two energies are so healing and so extraordinary that it can take a life that was filled with negative energies and perpetually perceiving lack and turn those energies around to be positive, optimistic, and hopeful. And you know what, everybody? With hope, everything, I do mean everything, is possible. I've helped countless people to see their lives from an angel's perspective. And in this way, I began options in their lives to make forward movement. Finally, when they chose to focus on and remain stagnant in a state of despair and hopelessness, their eyes remained blind to the power available right in front of them. We all have the freedom to forgive. Okay, now the Posse of Angels wishes to remind us all about forgiving. We do not forgive by saying, "I forgive you." We forgive and we lift the burden of forgiveness off our souls by saying, "Please forgive me," which is a very different energy. The energy behind "I forgive you," "I forgive you," is still apportioning some kind of blame for something happening. When we say, "Please forgive me," we take accountability for our part in contributing to something happening, and then we start to release the burden of not forgiving off our soul. And when we freely forgive, we receive untold peace and untold happiness. Another one. One of the greatest freedoms that all have is responsible for our own lives. Yet, you know, responsibility scares many people, and they continually give away their freedom and allow someone else to dictate to them what they should think, what they should believe in, and how they should act. Sigmund Freud said, "Most people do not really want freedom. Freedom involves and are frightened of responsibility." But to not exercise our freedom of responsibility, no matter how frightening it is to allow someone else to capture us and utilize and manipulate us for their purpose. Again, and in addition, the most important kind of freedom is who you really are. Ultimately, if one does not take responsibility for what one believes in, they trade in their reality for another person's or another group's agenda by conforming to something that goes counter to who you are. You may know and demonstrate that you are not a free individual and you can be easily manipulated. And how about this one? We each have the freedom to express ourselves creatively and to share our endeavors with great passion and great enthusiasm. Yet I've heard from countless clients who profess that they would love to create and they would like to write a book. They would like to paint or learn a musical instrument, but they say that they are not creative. Well, the Posse of Angels couldn't disagree with you more, as they are assuring all of us that everyone was gifted with talents and abilities and gifts. It's our inherent right to honor them by sharing them with others. For instance, take painting. We may not be able to all paint like Picasso and draw women who look like dogs, or paint like Michelangelo and inspired and urge the ceiling. We certainly can grace canvas with our effort. Thank goodness that we are all individuals. Now the Posse of Angels is reminding us that so often we stop ourselves from creating because we feel that we are not free enough and we're not good enough, perhaps because we think we're under the illusion that there is competition. It's very much when I channeled my first book, which is entitled Angels of Faith. You know, everyone, after bringing it forth, I could have very easily said, well, you know, I won't bother publishing this book because there have been many books which have been written about angels. And who am I to publish my story? But then I thought about it for a while, and I realized that God, in his infinite, his, her, infinite wisdom, did not give this unique, extraordinary story to anyone else. He, she, all that is, source, universe, God gave it to me. And you know what? There was never a book written before with my individual fingerprints and energy. You know, the more we practice these inalienable rights, each one of them showing the world how free we are, the more the world will eventually come to know true freedom. Because how can we expect there to be freedom in the world, freedom in front of us, if we do not feel that we are free out of our, these are the cause and effect, and as we have spoken about many, many times on Angel Healing House, is only a direct mirror of energies. Healing. We all have the freedom of choice as to whether we're going to do things in the world. For instance, we all have the freedom of choice whether we're going to give somebody a smile, whether we're going to choose hatred, or whether we're going to meet somebody halfway for the price of peace and compromise. All have to lend a hand with kindness. Now, the Posse of Angels is reminding us that one of the greatest illusions ever perpetuated is that as humans, we are not free. And they are emphasizing that we are all here and free to make a difference. Please remember, everyone, that each one of us is a powerful, multidimensional being who is free to operate in this vast quantum web of possibilities and opportunities throughout dimensions and space and time. That's how vast and grand we are. And the Posse of Angels is reassuring us that along with our individual, powerful, divine, eternal natures, we are connected to all of life. So they're suggesting using our powerful, connected, and individual energy to feel free to take a very fresh look and see ways that we can each freely choose to make the world a brighter, more loving, compassionate, unified, and peaceful place. And you know, everyone, when I asked for an additional message from my animal wisdom cards, horse came galloping in. Horse energy is about our personal drive, our passions, and our appetite for freedom. The freedom could be to pursue what motivates us and carries us through life, enabling us to access the wild, unbridled need in us for creative expression, and to break free, to break out of any self-restricting corrals that we allow to keep us captured in. Perhaps it's a reminder to listen to your heart's longing, to set your soul free and open yourself to travel and voyage beyond your comfortable paddocks in order to be of best service for yourself and others. Horse has a tremendous capacity for endurance, and it just might be a reminder to hone your energy each day through things like physical exercise, mental stamina, and our fostering emotional peace and calm through things like quiet reflection. Horus is also reminding us that with the two revealing eclipses occurring in July, there's a lunar on the 13th and a solar. No, I think the solar's on the 13th and the lunar is towards the end of July. With these two things coming up, many will see movement, travel, and new adventures manifesting for them. With horse energy being representative of spirit, with a powerful, burning need to be free and independent, it's helping us to embrace the upcoming changes and to open to journeying into the new, wide-open pastures that will be available. Okay, horse, you're free to gallop and seek other pastures. So thank you very much for coming in. You have been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. Remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we are going to take some of your calls for those free angel readings. If you want to see if you can get on the show for a free angel reading, please call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. So we'll see you after this quick break.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Hello, everyone. You're back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. Today's topic we've been speaking about is You Are Free, in honor of the 4th of July holiday here in the States, which is tomorrow. And as I said in the channel from the Posse of Angels, we are all free. We are all free to give everyone a smile, a helping hand. We're free to be compassionate. We are free to choose to forgive. Please forgive me. We are free to love unconditionally, and not put conditions on our love. There are so many areas we are free to be grateful and appreciative for the things that we have. We are free to take responsibility and accountability for our lives, no longer being a victim and no longer blaming others. We are free to know how powerful we are as multidimensional beings. So maybe think about this as we go into this week. Perhaps if you've been thinking about that, you might see yourself as being restricted or constricted in some way. Think about all of the areas of your life that you are free to demonstrate just how free you are, and then these things will encourage and attract other freedoms in your life. Let's go to the phone lines. We have Mandy in Washington. Mandy, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff and Angel Healing House Radio. How are you today?
I'm terrific. Thank you. How are you?
I am very well. What's going on in your world?
Well, several months ago, you and I spoke about my chronic fatigue syndrome, and I said that I was feeling like I was over it, and then it came back, and it was lingering. And we talked about cutting cords and being great gratitude and forgiveness. And I've done all that, and the exhaustion is lingering, and I just can't figure it out. So I was wondering if your posse of angels could tell me the cause of this exhaustion. I feel like I'm missing the point.
Okay. The first thing that they brought to my heart was perhaps this. I'm asking if this is from this incarnation, and then I'm asking if it's from a previous incarnation. They say, no, it is not from a previous incarnation. Okay. There is something that's still residual that is triggering this within you. The chronic fatigue is the exhaustion comes up when there is a part of you that is, they're almost showing me like a part of you deep in your subconscious still feels almost suffocated, like you can't be who you are, okay? Like you can't show. You can't show the world exactly who you are. And if you do not do this, then this this feeling of like you like almost like your life force energy is being cut off, like you can't breathe almost. I'm not saying it's coming up as a symptom of like asthma or constricted breathing, but your right. energies are certainly being cut off. Can you think of any areas of your life which you are not readily showing people who you are?
With my family,
that's
they
it.
See me as a certain way, and it's really hard to be my authentic self around them without feeling a little crazy or nuts, like they think I'm a little weird in my spiritual growth and in my readings. And I guess I'm not being as authentic as I need to be.
That's it. You just hit the nail on the head. All you need to do is show up exactly who you are. And don't only say not half truths, but you know when you're going to say something, say it fully, say it with conviction, and detach yourself from your expected attachment to how they should act towards you. Because this is triggering something inside of you, you know, just because we show up authentically, if we're still attached and have an expectation of what people think about us, then that will absolutely suffocate us. So you show up as authentically and honestly as you can, with great conviction and great love for who you are, love and more importantly, more respect and honor for who you are. And when they act the way you bless them for, you don't have to say this out loud, but you bless them energetically for exactly where they are and however they choose to react to you being you. And then after a while, a couple of things will happen. Either after a while, they will respect and honor you being you, or they won't. And the energies between the two of you will become so disparate that it'll be a natural separation. And that's, unfortunately, but energy is just energy. Energy doesn't know fortunate or fortunate. There are a lot of, in our biological families, those of us who are awakened and conscious and enlightened to many things
and our biological families may not be, the energies have become so disparate that we become, separated in many ways. But this has nothing to do with us not loving our families. It has to do with energies. So the Posse of Angels really want you to look much closer at the way you show up in when you are around your parents, your family, and when you speak with them. And all you need to do is to show up authentically. Mandy, they're saying that that unless you do this, the chronic fatigue is just going to linger. And you know this in your heart. They're saying they're not telling you anything that you don't already know.
That's true. I didn't know that it was related to the chronic fatigue, but I did know.
Yeah.
About being authentic.
Also, they're saying in your spiritual practices, make sure that when you put yourself out there, you put yourself out there as authentically as you can.
Okay.
I don't know in what area they're pointing to, but they're saying that that you only take off the mask. They're showing me you taking off the mask with some people. Other
That's
people, they just showed me. Other people, you hide behind it. And sweetheart, I can so empathize with this because having walked in January 11th of 2003, and I'm getting shivers all over for about the first maybe 3 or 4 years of my walk-in, I was very selective who I spoke to. And then one woman who had a spiritual group, she asked if I would come speak about my walk-in experience. And there I was in front of about 100 people, speaking very authentically and honestly. So Spirit wanted me, was priming me to get out there and be one of the very vocal people who said, I had this experience, and explain what it was all about to others. So how are others going to know about it if those of us who have had this experience, if we don't share it with others? And we're not sharing it to make anybody get us. We're not sharing it to make the world believe us. We're sharing it because we have a voice. And this is our truth, and this is our experience. And when we do this, we feel so good about ourselves, and there is nothing hidden. The mask is completely taken off. So let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Mandy.
Candy, I have one question.
Yes.
When we're talking about taking the mask off and being authentic, are we talking about mentioning the walk-in experience, or are we talking about just generally being authentic?
We're talking about the walk-in experience.
So that should come out.
Yes. In whatever way, shape, or form you would like to share it with others. First card for you is the Ace of Wands. The Ace of Wands, as many people know, the Aces are new beginnings. The Wands are about our ideas, our creativity, our vision. They want you to speak about it, but as creatively as you possibly can. You could form a group speaking about walk-ins. You could do a blog. There are many things that you can do, but this is about our visions, our ideas, creativity, and they want you to really think about this this new beginning around how you're going to do this. Don't put yourself under pressure, but they want you to do this. The next card that's coming out for you is the Four of Swords. The Four of Swords is that card of, it's a card of rest and contemplation, but more importantly, they're looking at the number four to build a stronger foundation for yourself, to not be, I'm not saying that you're ashamed of this, of who you are, but you certainly want to, present yourself the most authentically as you possibly can. And the next one, and once you start doing this, then you get the Wheel of Fortune. Then the universe can help you with connections and opportunities and all kinds of things to enhance and support your ideas. So, Mandy, I'm going to go on to the next caller. I hope that's been helpful for you.
It's perfect. Thank you very much.
Okay, sending lots of love. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. Thank you. And that goes to all of us. As long as we present ourselves as authentically and honestly as we possibly can, then we can expect to see honor, respect, authenticity in our lives. Let's go to our next caller. We have Rita. Rita is in New York. Rita, you're online with Claire Candy Hoff and Angel Healing House Radio. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well. What's happening in your world?
Well, you, I have not had a chance to listen to your show in a little while, and I am telling you, it is meant to be today. I'm really dealing with that issue, and it has been a ongoing theme in every relationship of my life, and it's at the head. Okay. It's at the head.
Yeah.
And I'm not handling it in a loving way. I'm angry.
Yeah.
Very angry that I've been controlled all these years by everyone.
Okay.
And I recognize that it's not everyone. It's me, obviously.
Rita, what I would really highly suggest for you is for you to read my book, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, because in this book, I speak about the former soul of Claire Candy that was in this body before January 11th of 2003. And she allowed everyone to use her and abuse her, and her modus operandi was, I'm here to make everyone's life better. And so she had controlling husband, and she had controlling people in her life, and she didn't value herself. And it was an ongoing carousel of just this never-ending abuse of people controlling her. And then the difference between when I walked in and how I was strong and courageous and empowered to be myself, then my reality started to change. So when you were speaking, one of the strongest things that came through was the reason you're angry, Rita, is because you want to be right.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm telling you, the posse of angels don't mince.
Okay, I'm listening to you.
We want for your peace. We want for your joy. We want for your bliss. You cannot be happy if you want to be right. You have to choose. You want to make these other people wrong for what they're doing. In my book, I'm an Angelic Walk-In, I speak about the former soul's marriage to her ex, who was abusive, emotionally arrogant. He was controlling in every way, shape, or form, and he needed to be right, and she needed to make him wrong all the time for treating her like this instead of leaving the relationship, you know, early on rather than waiting after 26 years. The first thing that you have to understand is stop trying to make everyone else wrong for being who they are and choosing their decisions and their choices. This is judgment. And when we choose judgment, judgment will come back to us in spades, I'm telling you. So nobody can control you. Nobody is making you angry. You are making you angry.
Yeah.
You are choosing this. So I have and I've said it many times in the radio program, I have a great exercise that I do with people when they're in session. I will share it with you now. If you can find five or 10 minutes every single day, turn off technology. You can light a candle, whatever, do some deep breathing. And then you bring in these people who are making you angry, but you're making you angry. Okay. So you bring in the higher self of that person, and then you you say their name, and then you say, I acknowledge that I wrote you into the contract of my life. Because if they are there and they're acting the way they did, not only did you write them into the contract of your life, but you wrote their contrasting characteristics to yours in order to push your buttons, in order to get you irritated so that you would learn tolerance, patience, acceptance, and forgiveness for somebody who is so different from you. Because it's things like unconditional love and forgiveness are very, very easy when we have people around us that think like us and they are aligned with us. But when they're not, that's when we really learn the lesson. So you acknowledge that person, that you wrote them into your contract, and you take full responsibility and accountability for them being in your life. That erases all blame. That erases all blame, and it erases you being a victim. Okay. The next is you thank them. Thank them for giving up part of their incarnation, for coming back and choosing to play this contrasting role, because they loved you so much that they wanted to help you learn unconditional love and forgiveness. Thank them from the bottom of your heart, because they didn't have to come back and play this role in the theater of your life like an actor, but they chose to help you. Okay. The next one is to bless them wherever they are on their journey and whatever decisions and choices they make, because we are each divine playing this human game, and we're each making our decisions and choices. I'll be damned if I allow anybody to tell me how I should walk my journey. So why are we so quick to judge somebody on saying you shouldn't do that, or you know, you shouldn't think like that, or the decisions? Bless them for whatever decisions and choices they make, and then we release them from having any negative effect on us ever again, because we choose to be happy, peaceful, and loving rather than choosing to be right. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. This is going to make an enormous difference in your life.
Oh, I'm going to listen to this over and over and make sure I'll write it all down and do it.
Wow. You're suddenly going, what you're doing actually, Rita, is you're taking the mirror, which is facing everyone out to everyone else and saying, you should do this and you have to do this. And in order for me to be happy and not angry, in order for this and this and this and that, you're turning the mirror back on yourself. And all of that energy is now being replenished inside of you are going to feel so different when you recapture all of this energy. I'm telling you. Okay. So the first card that's coming out for you is the Ace of Cups. This is the most beautiful card in the deck. This is a new beginning around unconditional love for yourself. Now you're going to do this not for anybody else. You're going to do this because you're worth the peace and you're worth the unconditional love and forgiveness for yourself. For yourself, sweetheart. The next card that's coming out for you is, I love it, is the High Priestess. This is going to come out in you. This is the spiritual teacher, because what's so confusing and so irritating and frustrating for those that have awakened is that we know in theory all the spiritual practices, but we haven't started to walk the walk.
Yes.
Be all of those things that you know. Be and show, and you walking the walk. And then the next thing that comes up for you is the Two of Cups, another card about emotions. And you will be able to then embrace every single person. I don't care what they've done, what they supposedly have done to you, or what you have contracted. Then you see everyone as divine with those angel wings on top, with that lion with the angel mm-hmm. wings. You see everyone as divine, playing their own human game, and then you send them just unconditional love. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Oh, amazing. Thank you so much. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome. And yes. You know what? I love yes. you. I love you to send me an email or call back into the show. My email is Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com.
I will do that.
Start doing this and really, okay. really filling yourself up with knowledge, the thankfulness, blessing, and releasing. Things are going to start to change in your life, and when they do, I want to hear about it.
Okay, you will. Believe me, I will let you know. Thank you so much. I feel like it's going to change quickly, too.
Yes, it will be. Okay, bless you. Take care. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Thank you. Goodbye.
And we only have a couple of minutes left. Let me draw three cards to see a couple of more messages. What comes out for us this week? We are still under the influence of the full moon, which is June 20. Remember that moon was Capricorn. The goat is determined. He's willful. He's so resolute on getting to his goal. And this is strengthening us because next week, I'll be speaking about the solar eclipse that's coming up and the lunar eclipse. And every time there's an eclipse, it reveals something else for us. Shines a light on a path that we need to follow, an opportunity or a connection. And the goat energy of Capricorn is actually strengthening our resoluteness, if you want to say, or our determined will to fulfill our prayers and intentions, that we have those deep longings in our hearts. So let's go to the cards and get a couple of more messages for what's coming out. First card for everyone, and I did shuffle, is the Two of Cups. Now, I know why this is coming up with the eclipses coming up, because this is about partnerships, and we don't have to do it alone. We don't have to do it alone. Many of us have been trudging along with our goals and our endeavors and our projects and thinking, hello, God forgot me. The angels forgot me. But this is not true. This is not true. They were waiting for the perfect time to bring us those opportunities and connections. And those eclipses will reveal those opportunities and connections if we've cleared everything inside and we are open to receive. The next card that's coming in for us, love it, is the Knight of Pentacles. Now, the Knight of Pentacles, out of all the knights, is the knight that's the most steadfast. He's the most determined. And the Pentacles is certainly about money. So a lot of these things, the books we've written, the creative endeavors, those heartfelt longings that we've energies in, the connections and opportunities coming up that will bring in the abundance. There will be hard work. There will be determined will to keep on the path. But it's a good sign of that. Of that money or that abundance coming in, and more money. There is the Nine of Pentacles. Again, one of my favorite cards in the deck. Living a luxurious life, living a life of wealth inside, of riches, of and being able to then show who we authentically are abundantly to the world. So I hope that's been helpful for everyone. Remember, please, that Angel Healing House Radio with myself, Claire Candy Hoff, airs every week on Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on this lovely Transformation Talk Radio. If you would like to find out more about my books, my wonderful Angels of Faith book based on my two near-death experiences and my first novel, which was One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, about my five most important past lives, most important because I grew the most spiritually, and what I did in the afterlife. And then the sequel to that is I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which speaks about my angelic walk-in experience and how I am the soul's body of Candy on January 11th of 2000 to create heaven on earth for myself and many others. Please go to my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. And remember, everyone, you are free. You're free to fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Go forth and think about doing that this week. Not only think about doing it, do it. I'm wishing you love, unconditional love, as always, and angel blessings. And I will speak with you again next week. Take care, everyone. Bye. Thank you.